the rest of the story.
More than 100 years ago, and not quite 40 miles from the city of Paris, was the Forest of Fontainebleau. That resplendent woodland was a mecca for young artists in search of subject matter. Among the artistic pilgrims was an aspiring painter in his early 20s named Pierre, and one day the woods were more quiet than usual, and soon Pierre learned why, because there was a stranger in the glade, a dazed, ragged, mud-spattered stranger stumbling through the tall grass as though he had been pursued by the devil himself. The intruder fairly collapsed at the young artist's feet. His name was Raoul Rigaud. He was a journalist who had opposed in print France's authoritarian government. Now he is being hunted by the imperial authorities. He's exhausted and starving. He would give himself up. Well, Pierre listened sympathetically, and then he said no. The young artist said, no, you must not surrender to the authorities. You stay right here in the woods and wait. And Pierre said he would go fetch a disguise. There was a village nearby. Pierre would find an artist's smock and a painting kit, and before sundown, Raoul Rigaud would be just another artist visitor to the Forest of Fontainebleau. Raoul remained at Pierre's side for several weeks until the journalist's friends in Paris could be notified, and the friends then made arrangements for Raoul to flee France safely. A number of years had passed since Peter Pierre had rescued political fugitive Raoul from the imperial authorities. Now it's the spring of 1871. Only weeks before Napoleon III had been officially deposed, the revolutionary commune had seized power in Paris. Pierre, then 30, was in Paris also. He was painting on the banks of the Seine one day when some National Guardsmen stopped to look at his work. The communard soldiers were quiet at first, but as Pierre continued to paint, he heard them muttering to each other. Suddenly, one of the soldiers snatched Pierre's unfinished canvas from its easel. Pierre was fooling no one, the guardsman said. Pierre was a spy for the Versailles forces, and this so-called painting was proof. Obviously, the painting itself was a secret plan. It was a diagram of the Seine area, showing vulnerable points and strategic locations to guide the enemy troops. The soldiers placed Pierre under arrest, and they led him off down the street toward the town hall. At the town hall, a firing squad was on permanent duty to handle such matters. And down in the square, a firing squad was waiting. Pierre closed his eyes. But when he opened them, it was not to see a line of raised rifles. It was to see the communard public prosecutor pushing his way through the crowd. Moments later, the public prosecutor and Pierre were standing face to face. "Surely you remember me," said the prosecutor, and he embraced the young artist. For the high communard official who had just happened to be passing the square was none other than Raoul Rigaud, the one-time political fugitive whom Pierre had rescued in the Forest of Fontainebleau. Raoul demanded Pierre's release. Pierre was given a pass to travel and to paint wherever he wished, and as his adventure drew to a close, life began anew at the age of 30. For it was a moment of thoughtfulness, a good deed which acted indirectly upon his destiny, which blossomed to bestow upon the whole world a genius that might otherwise have been consigned to oblivion, the fathomless depths of shadow and light, the everlasting art of Pierre, whose full name was Pierre Auguste Renoir. And now you know the rest of the story.